Speaking of protests, they aren't limited to college campuses these days. On any given weekend, activists on either side can likely find a rally to join. But on the left, NPR's Vanessa Romo found activists trying to make spending a part of the anti-Trump resistance.
Allison Capon identifies as a super liberal who used to feel deeply bummed whenever President Trump went on a Twitter rampage. But Capon is no ordinary lefty. She's the brains behind Women Who Tech. So she's an entrepreneurial techie who makes things like this.
America's swear jar, but for toxic ideology.
It's her latest creation, an app called We Can Resist It that launched late last month. And this is how it works.
Every time Trump tweets something dangerous or hateful, the app lets you automatically donate to a nonprofit that's fighting to protect our democracy.
It is one piece of a national movement of anti-Trump pro-cots. Think the opposite of a boycott. And an increasing number of these inventions are intended to target one sliver of the so-called resistance, says Capon.
We're really seeking to engage all the people who are just brand new to politics. They showed up for the first time in their lives at marches, and they were left asking, what's next?
She says if Democratic organizers don't have an answer and a plan, then there's no way they'll gain control of the House in 2018 and take back the presidency in 2020. Nate Lerner agrees, which is why he's also targeting this new generation of novice activists with his Boycott Trump app. He says voters don't have to wait for another election.
They can still speak through their wallets and through their purchasing power every day. And so we want to remind them of that and give them the ability to take action through that.
The app, which is essentially a database of businesses with ties to the Trump administration, tells people what to buy and what to leave on the shelf. So, an anti-Trump chocoholic with a cat who likes the occasional beer can buy a Milky Way bar and Whiskas kitty treats, but definitely avoid those Coors Light tall boys. Why? Because the CEO of the beer company held a fundraiser for Trump. And Lerner's app does something else. It connects users to executives at pro-Trump companies.
You know, for example, when the ACA was being repealed, folks would contact their representatives. But we want to push people to also contact these companies and say, hey, you're supporting a president who is threatening our healthcare system.
The ability to reach these disaffected people and turn them into disaffected consumers is probably greater now than it's ever been.
That's Joel Naroff. He's an economic strategist. And he says social media and smartphones have made it far easier for consumers to express their political leanings at the cash register. And that's appealing for some big companies, which explains why many out themselves. But here's an ironic twist. The apps that are encouraging the lefty shopping activism are also being used by conservatives to find out what not to buy. So for every Milky Way bar that someone on the left is buying, someone on the right is picking up a Coors Light six-pack. Vanessa Romo, NPR News, Washington.